Good morning. My guests this morning are Lidia Revelos and Susan Swartz. And I have to say that they're from the Raven Players in Healdsburg because that's what we're going to be talking about. Good morning, you two.
Hey, Rolling.
So we're talking about a play opening on January 26th by Gina Gianfrido called Rapture, Blister, Burn. That's a provocative title.
Oh, yes.
So talk about that a bit.
Well, it is a play that takes place in a New England town, and it was written and premiered about 2012. But it is a play about feminism, addiction, reality, and switching lives. Yes.
That's a wide swath.
There's about five actors. There's four women, so it's a nice representative of the females, and one man who unfortunately is caught between two women, kind of a love triangle.
Never mind feeling sorry for them.
Although I do.
Too much sorrow felt for them.
But we're running through February 11th, and we have about 10 performances, three Fridays, three Saturdays, three Sundays, and one Thursday, which is a value performance of $15. But after our Sunday performances,
I, Susan, will be doing the Q&A with the cast and the crew and the audience. This is a play about, as Lidia said, about feminism now and then and now, I should put it. And it's so timely, given what we're dealing with now in
That's
the
right.
streets and in government and in Hollywood and all. I think it's a very funny play and very poignant.
Good to have both of them
absolutely
in the same in the same theater at the same night.
Yes.
And so this is directed by Stephen David Martin.
No, it's directed by Jacqueline Wells.
Oh,
so
okay.
We have a woman director, a woman writer for women actors.
I guess this means just that he's the artistic director of the theater company.
Yes, of course.
Right,
yes.
Okay. Who else is in it?
Well, yes, I play Catherine, and my friends, Amy Lovato plays Gwen, Jonathan Graham plays Don, then Alice is played by Trish DeBon, and Avery, our millennial, is played by Arabella Harrison. And then, of course, we have a great crew of men and women who are creating an amazing set for us.
Isn't it amazing how many groups of men and women there are who actually do that year in and year out in Sonoma County?
Oh, yeah. We've got a great theater community. Really, very. Mm-hmm. I wanted to add, too, that there's three generations of women in this play. So you've got the older woman, the mother, and then we've got the character Catherine, played by Lidia, and then Gwen, her counterpart, and who is there in their 40s, and then they've got Avery, who's played by Arabella,
and she is 21, so
she's
a college age character who is kind of, in a way, the heart and the logic behind a lot of the feminist theories behind this play. Now, just to remind everyone, this is 18 plus. We don't recommend children coming to this play. But there's a great Facebook page and a note that's actually was written by Joe Galera for The Raven Speaks that kind of gives a background on feminism and feminism theory and some of the books that we'll be talking about in the play.
Has this been performed around here before?
It was recently performed nearby. I'm not quite sure. I think it was
The river, and I'm not sure if it was Pegasus or who performed it.
Uh-huh.
But this is a particularly wonderful cast. I hope a lot of people see this. It's just so timely.
It was originally planned for Raven Windsor, but they had to reschedule it since Raven Windsor was closed.
That's right.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in and telling us about what obviously is one of the more provocative plays people are going to be experiencing this year. And let's tell them that it's called Rapture, Blister, Burn. It opens on the 26th of January and plays through February 11th at the Healdsburg Performing Arts Center. For information, you can contact Stephen David Martin at 529-3453. Tickets at theraventheater.org, Copperfields Books in Healdsburg and Santa Rosa. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.